Mad Marv's Notebook for August 26th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2016. Well, my new CPAP mask is working like a charm. Had a good night's sleep, relatively speaking, for the first time in, I want to say, a week and a half. It's kind of nice that I don't have to fill around with a bunch of duct tape trying to patch a seal or patch a hole inside of that old mask. And you'd think that duct tape would do a better job sealing up a leak. But apparently it doesn't really, and anything that needs to flex over time, it'll just work its way loose and then the air will leak out. So I'm just hoping everything gets back to normal now. And I've been trying to catch up on podcasts. Now, I've been using two different podcatchers ever since Dog Days started. One of them just downloads the regular feeds I've been listening to before, and another podcatcher is only downloading the Dog Days feeds. I've been having a lot of trouble trying to keep up on both at the same time. Can catch up on one, but the other usually gets out of hand. So anyway, I was listening to Technorama, and the question of the week is certifications and what is the value of them. Now, in my industry, which is engineering and construction, there's some certifications that are very good, very valuable, very necessary, and that's been demonstrated. It demonstrates a certain level of competency is needed to perform a job. Now, this is contrasted in the technology world, where you have like your CCNAs and your MSCs, or even in my industry, Autodesk came out with a certification program for its software, and that's had no traction at all that I've seen. The difference in my eyes is that the technology certifications came up as a tool for employees or job seekers to differentiate themselves from from other job seekers. And the value of them were never really, the value of the certification was never really adopted or never really bought into by the employers. So that's kind of the main difference. Like, the analogy I like to use is that the driver's licenses are necessary not because you need to demonstrate that someone can drive a car. You just demonstrated the need by the, you know, world at large for competent drivers. That's what drives the necessity. It would be nice to, for example, require some kind of certification or testing to let someone use a computer, but honestly, you know that it's not really necessary. Any old person can use a computer, even though there are some people who should never be allowed to use a computer, and you know who I'm talking about. So anyway, that's the difference in technology technological certifications. And what else has happened? Oh yeah, that photo shoot I was hoping for this afternoon fell through. I had a feeling that might have happened. It's weird when you talk with some people, or in my case, just email back and forth. See, some people are really excited up front, and then, you know, a day or two goes by and their interest kind of tapers off, and, you know, plans change and stuff. So we'll see what happens. This weekend's going to be kind of interesting. Tomorrow there's going to be an import car show I'm going to go to. And I know a few of the models that are working there. I'm going to see if I can set up some shoots after that on Sunday or later on. But I can't plan too far ahead because I got Dragon Con coming up in the next week. But anyway, that'll be a story for tomorrow. And I'll talk to you then.